pleased to welcome Morehead Spud head football coach Kevin Feeney to the show. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on, taking a couple minutes of your Saturday. So your Spuds are, I would argue, they're possibly the best team in 5A football in Minnesota this year. What has been the key? I mean, your defense, you've shut out three of your five opponents this year. What's been the key to just an absolute stellar defense?
You know, I think the biggest thing is our speed. I think right now we're playing very disciplined football. We're getting lined up and doing a great job of communicating. But literally ever, you know, once the snap is there, I think our coaches have done a great job of getting them to understand how the offenses are attacking us, but we just flat out run. And I think that's a big, you know, feather in our cap for the work that the kids put in the summer. I mean, we work hard on speed development. And I think right now what you're seeing is that we're getting a lot of hats to the football and we're creating turnovers and giving our offense short fields.
And then, of course, your offense is clicking on all cylinders as well with your son, Trey, being the starting quarterback. He threw for 6 touchdowns in the first half, and then a couple of these receivers in Blake and Brady Walthall each caught themselves a couple of touchdowns. What's it like being able to have, I mean, your son play quarterback and then also a couple of stud receivers that really kind of complement him on offense?
Yeah, you know what? We really tried to, you know, I would say middle of last year, kind of evaluate what was going to be our biggest chance for success in the style of a play, because obviously, you know, high school football, there's not a lot of programs that just come out and wing it all over the place. And, you know, we really felt like we had a group last year and a group that was coming back this year that was extremely talented and great in space and could do things after the catch. And, you know, we worked really hard with Trey on a lot of his film preparation on getting him to understand the different coverages. And he's done a great job of dissecting it, getting the ball out quick. And our offensive line has done a great job with all the different stunts and blitzes that we see now, and really kind of just complements our entire offense. And we've got to continue to do a good job of getting multiple guys the ball just so that they can't focus on the Twins. Ja'Kai Fitzpatrick, Michael Haugo have also done a great job of running a lot of buddy routes that it's really been kind of just a combination as a whole. And then I also think, you know, our running backs have been a big part of this, even though that they're not getting a ton of carries. They do get a few touches in the run game and they get a few touches in the pass game. And then they're doing a great job in pass pro also.
And going back to that real quick, like you just said, Fitzpatrick, that first touchdown of the game Thursday night against Brainerd, that ended up being a SportsCenter top 10. That was an absolute crazy catch. Great throw by Trey all around. I mean, what leads to being able to have that type of chemistry between a quarterback and a receiver, do you think?
You know, we've spent a lot of time, you know, going back to last year, we really in practice do an obscene amount of time with our passing game and doing a lot of skelly and route running. And then fast forward, you know, obviously we had the pandemic hit in March, and so we weren't able to do a lot of throwing in the spring. We did get some throwing in the winter, and then all summer, these kids do a tremendous job and commit to a lot of time and a lot of effort. And we really kind of just sold out to it. We did a ton of throwing this summer. And then when our season was technically postponed, we entered a league in Minneapolis and went there for multiple weeks on Saturdays and brought this group out there. And that chemistry really, really has developed. But like what you saw on that play, that's just Ja'Kai making a fantastic play. And we were joking, he not only got his foot down, he got his hand down. And we were kind of joking with our players that would be a Moss type catch and good on Sundays, because you got both foot and hand down.
Yeah, that was absolutely phenomenal there. And going back to kind of what you're saying, yeah, with your season originally being postponed with having this COVID pandemic coming around, and what has it been like transitioning your team with all the different precautions and stuff you've had to keep a healthy team? Because some teams have had their seasons derailed, like a West Fargo Cheyenne soccer team or a DGF football and volleyball team. But it seems as though your guys are playing just as good, if not better than ever, even through all these precautions you've had to take.
You know, I think our number one, we've got a really mature football team with great experience. And so, I mean, first and foremost, those guys have done a great job of preparing for this football season, whether it would have been on time in August, whether it was moved to the spring, or whether it was going to be later, like what it ended up being. So I think first and foremost, those guys have done a tremendous job in their preparation. But also, you know what, I give our credit to our administration here at the school and our health directors here at the school, and then our coaches have done a great job of making sure that our kids understand the protocols that have to be put in place for us to be playing every week. And, you know, we said, hey, if this was an easy thing, we wouldn't be in the situation in this country that we are, as far as, you know, the amount of people that have been affected by this pandemic. And, you know, our end goal in this whole thing is we can't control everything by any means, but we can control the protocols that we have put in place, and we got to be diligent and make sure that we're following them, so that if for some unknown reason, you know, let's say a parent tested positive and so then the player or athlete had to quarantine, that we've done things right and with all the tracing and the close contact, so that we would lose only a player and not a whole team or a whole unit. And, you know, we've got to finish that out. We've got a few weeks left here, but really it's been a credit to the kids and the families for really kind of putting the team first. And that's kind of been the big motto, is the social circles have gotten a lot smaller. And that wasn't only just for our players, that's for our families, because that's what, if we're going to say this is that important, then it really has to happen for us to continue to play every week.
Coach, Jace Denman here. Growing up, I had an uncle that was a longtime football coach, and he was able to coach his son, who also played quarterback and defensive back for their high school back in the day. And I know how special that time was for those two together to do something like that together, and they went to a state championship game. How much does it mean to you to be able to spend this kind of time with your son and coach him up in the classroom, in a sense, for football, playing quarterback? And how special is this time, especially in this day and age where, like you said, with COVID, we don't know what could happen from day to day. But how special has this season been, being able to coach your son one more year?
You know, just listening to you say that gave me chills. You know, I had an opportunity to play for my father, and I cherished every minute of that. You know, he was a tough football coach, but I learned a ton from him. And, you know, I'll never, ever, ever forget the experience that I had doing that. And that's really kind of why I made the life choice to coach high school football and to, number one, make a difference in a lot of kids' lives and hopefully teach them about life and obviously the game of football. But what you just said is spot on. I try to not take anything for granted. Obviously, this pandemic's made a lot of people kind of look at some things differently. But, you know, with the unknowns this year, I really have really cherished every week. Some of the best hours of my day, every day right now, are in film preparation with Trey at our house. You know, we've got a film room, and it's probably the most enjoyable part of the day for me. Until we get to practice, just because it's him and I talking football. And it's just kind of really that one moment where you're not just the football coach, you are the dad, and you can say, holy smokes, you've got a good handle on this, and you really understand what's going on. And he really helps put us in position a lot of times on Friday nights because of his film prep, and he changes a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. You know, I've had a lot of coaches say, is this a sustainable offense that you're going to be able to do down the road? And I said, you know what, I don't know, because I don't know if I can have a quarterback that's willing to come to 2 to 3 hours every day of film prior to Friday nights. And that's a hard thing to do as a high school kid, but that's how important this is to Trey. And you know what, he really, really enjoys playing the game of football and being around these guys, and understands that he's just a part of the puzzle that's got to get the ball to these guys and do a good job in getting them in space.
Last question I have for you, Coach, if I can get the words out there, is 2020 has been, you know, just an incredible year as far as the number of things we've kind of had to overcome. What type of message have you given to your team, your players, you know, kind of your extended family, about how these young men need to grow up and how they need to become better people and better men going forward after they leave the halls of Morehead High School?
You know, you just hit it spot on. We just had senior night, and we had all the dads in the locker room before the game, and it's always an emotional night. But obviously this year it was a little bit different just for myself because, you know, like I said, these kids are not only our football players, but they've been good longtime friends to my son. And their parents have been good friends to me and my wife throughout these years in all the different sports that these kids play. And you know what, obviously that we stress really hard that the game of football is extremely important. And we want to take a lot of preparation and a lot of time in being a great football team. But there's so much about football that prepares you for life. And we talked about sacrifices on Thursday night and all the different things that go into being a great football player and all the things that you have to sacrifice to do that. And really, throughout this whole 2020 and looking at the greater picture on why we're doing what we're doing, is you're sacrificing maybe a lot of things in your life right now for other people. And it's easy to sacrifice for other people when it's your family or, you know, close friends. It's harder when it's people that you don't know, but you've got to understand your role in this, and you've got to make sure that you're doing things right because you don't want to put anybody in harm's way. And I just think it's another kind of lesson learned in the game of football that is going to really portray these kids or carry these kids later in life, that there's a lot of things that are important. And yes, you've got to put a lot of time into anything that you want to be great about, but you also got to be a great teammate, a great coworker, a great family member. All that stuff goes into it, and we've got a tremendous group of kids, and I'm going to be sad when this whole season's over, no matter when it ends, but also cherish these times that we've had with them, because like I said, we found out early on in the fall that nothing is going to be guaranteed.
The final question I do have for you, Coach, of course, you took down Rodgers a couple weeks ago. They're a top five team in the state. You beat them 21-0, and you're coming up against, on a short week on Wednesday, against Bemidji, who's 4-1 on the year. They're a very tough opponent there. What goes into preparing for such a good team, especially on a short week?
You know, Bemidji is extremely difficult. Number one, they run an offense that nobody else runs. And now you could say the same thing about us, because they're going to prepare for stuff that, you know, typically they don't see on Friday nights either. And so they're a triple option offense. It takes extremely, you know, good eye discipline and communication from our defense first and foremost. They've got a quarterback that's done a great job of running that whole offense. They got wide receivers that can make play, and then they've got a running back who's been stellar for them the last 3 years. And so, and then defensively, they're, it's like playing Star Wars, is what I always tell our quarterbacks, and especially Trey now. They're going to come from every different angle. They're going to disguise all these different coverages. And so it's going to be a great challenge, because it's going to be a little bit of what 2020 has been all about, as far as, you know what, we prepare for some teams, and then all of a sudden, like you said, we get Rodgers on the schedule at a last second, and we're like, okay, we got to figure things out and learn a new opponent. Well, it's a short week. We got to get ready and get ready to roll here. And, you know, we're at that point in the season where there's some bumps and bruises, but everybody's got them. And we're going to do our best as coaches to go out there, and hopefully the weather stays at least a little bit promising like it's been for us this last week. Because we obviously need to have decent weather for the style of play that we want. But we're excited about the challenge. It's a huge opportunity. I think either team that wins is going to be the number one seed and won't have to leave their town. And we spend a lot of time on the road, so it'd be real nice to stay here in Moorhead.
For sure. Well, thank you for giving a couple minutes of your time here this Saturday. Coach, congratulations on a great season. Good luck against Bemidji here next week, and it'll be fun, I think.
Hey, I appreciate it. And once again, I appreciate all the coverage you guys do for all the local high school sports here in town.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Have a good weekend. All right. We're